a classic man. You can be mean when you look this clean, old fashioned man. Yeah, baby, I'm a classic man.
Johnny, welcome back to the podcast. It has been 2 years, like I mentioned, since you were last here. When you were last here was a Zoom episode. The coronavirus, you know, listen, it was in the way, but it's nice to finally meet you in the flesh. When you were last here, we were talking about the pilot, but now the first full series of DreamWorks Black is out.
It's out.
How does that feel?
Feels good, man. It feels good. Yeah, I think I'm glad everybody can finally see us with everything.
Yep.
With our best shot. So we'll put our
best shots.
Yeah, I mean, so we'll put our best foot forward and we're glad to the community and receive it.
Yes. So how has life been over the last 2 years in terms of navigating through the new normal, the panoramic, all that kind of stuff? Of course, filming. How has it all been for you over the last 2 years?
A lot, man. It's just work, 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 work. You know
what to Rihanna?
Like, literally. Because we spent like at least a year writing scripts.
Yeah.
And then we shot late October last year, so like October, November, early December. Okay. Edit straight around till June.
Gosh. So
yeah, man. And we were writing right up until that moment.
Wow.
So we're talking like Ali and I busting a script a week.
Wow.
Just like typewriters, just like churning them out. So yeah, man, it's been a lot, but I'm glad it done.
No, I'm really happy for you, man. Like I've seen the reception. I want to go through some of the tweets, you know, because people have been talking about it. I want you to know how much people are loving it. So someone said, I finished watching DreamWorks Black tonight and loved it. There aren't many British TV shows that articulate how the colour of your skin speaks on your behalf. My favourite scene was when Kavanaugh sent that email to Timothy. Listen, that scene, it was too much. And then SYM by Kano playing at the end credits. Like, I have to say, the placement of the music here, it was fantastic. So take us into like the music, especially when you're doing the production. How was that like?
Shout out to Kaya Pino and King Lear Music, because it honestly, from the pilot, we always kind of made it, yo, it's a UK song.
Yes.
That's what we're going for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And coming into the TV show, obviously there are budget restraints. So it's like, if you're go for a big track, you have to be super selective when you're going to draw for the big guns.
Yeah, yeah.
But to be fair, even that song there.
Listen.
Because how we try to foster an environment where everybody can include in everything.
Yeah.
So like, even though you might be in makeup, like makeup, I give with script notes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Or like everybody just into everything. So even that, it was our costume designer, Jody Simone Ho, who was like, blood, you know what song you need, And when she sent it, I said, you know what?
Yeah.
Let me show Kaya and see if we can pattern it. So yeah, man. Yeah, so for the music, especially with the new artists as well, we were very intentional. Because obviously, you know, Kwabena is a up-and-coming artist. So it was important for us to be like, yo, let's use up-and-coming artists.
Yeah.
So like we have Nena King in there. We have Kadeem Terrell on there.
Oh, Kadeem Terrell. Killing for R&B. When I heard I Want You,
man,
I said,
man,
you get it. You just get it.
You know what I mean? Shamba Youth, Bad With Phones. Yes. I can keep naming. Yeah. But so yeah, man, the music thing was, as I said, it's a collaborative process. But Kaya really, like Kaya find most of the big side.
Now, for me, it was so important because I think, of course, this is a podcast that's dedicated to music and pop culture. So I just love how it's tied in with the script as well. Of course, you've now given that hefty email, you know, to Timothy. Yeah. And then you say, suck your mom. And then the song just, the timing, perfection. Like, that is one of the things that I love about DreamWorks Black. But we're going to get into more tweets, you know. Shanika WM said episode 4, which was a very special episode, that's me saying that, is so incredibly poignant and takes me back to when I eventually, after 3 days of labour, had an epidural. And I feel like a lot of people, especially black women, can relate to that. How why was it important for you to have that in that script as well, especially as a writer of the show?
Again, shout out to the team.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
It's teamwork, honestly. Because I remember in the writer's room, we were talking about, you know, early doors, we're talking about what we want to talk about. And, you know, Stephanie and Yemi were like, yo, well, you have this pregnant woman in the pilot. Yes. What do you plan to do with her?
Yeah.
And we were always like, well, you know, when the baby born, I'm going to move on. That's it.
Yeah.
And it was like, nah, but yo, you have a chance for like, say something now. Mm-hmm. And it was like, rah, like, obviously, to me, obviously, we're making a comedy.
Yeah.
So to make a comedy and talk about like maternal health is a whole other. Yeah. It's like, where's the comedy? Where, like, yeah. Even for A24 and BBC, like, they've been super supportive. Yeah. But even that ep, they were like, yo, we're not gonna find a joke in this because it's a serious matter. You know?
It is.
But obviously, we were just like, look, obviously, we're going to take the issue itself seriously.
Yes.
But we'll just weave the jokes in and around the actual issue, which I do think I'm glad that people feel it because there is that moment where we kind of play it for your joke, play it for your joke, play it for your joke until that turning point happens.
Mm. Yes.
And it's like, obviously, from the security guard coming, you just feel like... So, yeah, man, I was just... I think that's what we try to do. We really try to push ourselves in terms of how far can we take a conversation while still being a comedy.
Yes.
So, yeah, man.
Yeah, because when I was watching that episode in particular, I've instantly thought of Nicole Fia, who was a fellow content creator, influencer as well, who we lost of her child and baby Ray, may God rest their souls. And I just love that this represents somebody's story. And I think that fear, like Maurice, even me as a brother of my sister who was pregnant at the same time as well, I had that fear to the point that when she did give birth, I took a day off work. I said, I need to decompress. Yeah, like, yeah, I can 100% relate to that as well. And so also, I loved Kwabena's scene with Maurice where they just came together and kind of was a support system. Timory, so why was it important for you to include that in that script? I feel like that's quite intentional.
Oh yeah, no, it was from the web series. I remember we had a moment where, and shout out to the Four Quarter Gang as
come
well.
Come on,
you know what I mean? And we wrote a scene where it was supposed to be like Robin arguing, you know, just ranting about not having an account, like feeling like he's a failure. And Natasha, who's the director of that episode, was like, yo, I don't really feel like he should be shouting. Like, I feel like it's a vulnerable moment. Which ended up turning to a quite tender moment on screen. That's from the web series. Yeah. So we always knew, like, portraying men in a vulnerable way.
Yes.
And showing that, you know, showing black men expressing themselves. We thought was important. Even though we know it's tough, it's important to show like, yo, you can be vulnerable with the people who lift you up. So that scene, we always knew like, yeah, this was the moment. Like, this was the moment to do this thing. But equally, because Kwabena sponges off Maurice all the time, it's like him in him flat, him late upon the rent, him borrow him car for like the all of this stuff. So really, him live off of Maurice. So there was a question of, well, like, what does Maurice gain from this relationship?
Yeah.
And it's like, actually, Kwabena is probably the only person who can speak to.
Yes.
And it's so true. All the stuff that he does for Kwabena, actually what Kwabena does for him is emotional support. Yeah. And that's how it becomes a symbiotic relationship. So yeah, man.
The execution of that. Like, no, because I finished watching it, I think, the day before yesterday, and I just said, oh, like, I watch it again and again and again. Like, we need that show that we can revisit over and over again, and that is this. I'm not saying because you're here, I'm saying because it's facts, because I feel like black TV and black film as well is just really just going to another level, and you are a big part of that as well. Thank you. I hope that you are taking what people are saying. I think I'm reading this tweet because, like, these are people's real thoughts. You know, we can't lie as a community. Yo. If it's bad, it's bad. Okay? So we're not lying to you. So, like, you've done an amazing job with this as well. So I think the last tweet I'm going to read, because I know I've got quite a lot, but so let me just get through it. This is an important one that I would say. They said, I'll be real. DreamWorks Black needs at least 4 seasons. Okay? Yo. So Kwabena moving out, eventually making Jamaica Road, breaking up with Vanessa. Are you ready for that? Facing more industry politics, finding new love, family drama. We need it all. So would you like to make more seasons for this?
How
do you see yourself evolving on the storylines of the first season as well?
Well, to be honest, like, we always, from the beginning, we always kind of thought about where we're going and where it would end. And the show for us does end with Kwabena making Jamaica Road. So the minute it starts to that in the storyline, you know,
yeah, like, time is up.
Time up.
But
yeah, I see just mint out more issues. What do we want to talk about? What do we want to discuss? How far us being in the mainstream space, what conversations that we have in the community can we bring to a mainstream, or just not even mainstream like white people stuff, but just bring to the front so that us as a communicator talk about it on Twitter and on the various platforms. Yes. So yeah, man, we have things to talk about.
Of course, of course. And I just love that it's just effortless. It's not forced. I said in my TikTok video about the show, it's like, it's not forced, it's just effortless. And we feel that as
well. That's what we try
to do. That's the goal, isn't it? You can feel it.
It just is.
No, but how, my question I asked you the last time, I want to ask again, like, how do you do in terms of, there's just so many topics that you talk about. Like, it's just microaggressions, all that kind of stuff. And I can't lie to you. When I watched Amy C's, I was like, goodness, I went through something. I won't put a time to it, because I don't want to make it obvious if it's my current job or past job. But I don't want to lose my job right now, okay? But I had a situation where this man, he's a white man, he came up to me and my colleague, and he said, hello, gangsters. I said, huh? Nah. I said, what? I'm like, I said, nah. So I didn't, I, like, just like Amy was, I was just speechless. I said, huh? But thanks be to God, they got rid of him. They got his ass out of there. So I said, Godspeed, like, you got what you deserve. But you, that's what I'm saying, like, what this show represents is actually something that we're still going through as individuals as well. So thank you for that.
But thank you.
It's your boy Manny. I didn't introduce myself. I went straight to it. It's your boy Manny. It's a new episode, and I'm here with writer, actor, and director Ajani Salman. We've had an episode before. I will let him go through the beginning because it's a repetition at this point. So watch that episode and listen to it to just get to know him. Right now, we've got a new series, Dream Was Black, and it is fantastic. I have got a game for you, and a classic Manny original that I hope, I hope no one has done it. I've tried to avoid watching any other promo runs just to make sure that everything's original. What is it called? Dream Was Black. No. It's a game where you have to guess the black UK celeb that worked a different job or went a different path whilst making their dreams a reality.
God.
It's a multiple choice question, so I'll make it a little bit easy for you. Okay. Okay? Cool. Is it an original game? Has anyone done that with you before?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
I was like, I hope it's original. So I'm going to start with the first one. This rapper worked at an oil refinery in Southampton. It's either Skepta, Stormzy, or Dave. Which one?
An oil refinery.
Yes, please. When I said, wow, I shocked myself.
Who?
So it's between Skepta, Dave, and Stormzy.
Skepta.
Wrong.
Who is it?
Stormzy.
Really?
Stormzy.
You know why I really feel like Skepta? Because like, because Stormzy and Dave bust quite young. I assume that they were doing that.
Next one. This actor worked as a DJ whilst auditioning for acting roles. Either Damson Idris, Idris Elba, or John Boyega.
Idris.
Which one? Idris. The two Idrises.
Oh, shit. Idris Elba. Yeah.
You're right. That's correct.
Yeah.
This singer worked in a betting shop. Is it Ladbrokes or Ladbrokes? Whatever that is. Yeah. Before joining a popular British girl group. Is between Mel B, Keisha from the Sugar Babes, or Alicia Dixon?
It could have been any of them.
It could be. I'm making sure it was not too obvious.
Mega 7. Mel B. No, wait. Give me them again.
So it's Mel B.
Yeah.
Alicia Dixon from Mystique or Keisha from The Saturdays?
I think it's Alicia Dixon.
You're right. You're right, come on. Now, this next one, if you get it wrong, there's going to be a problem. This woman went on X Factor in 2008 and has now acted in shows such as Hollyoaks. It's either Alexandra Burke.
Rachel Adedeji.
Who else? So you got that one right. This woman is, this woman in rap, first started out as an actor before her rap career started. Shabo, Little Sims, or any?
Sorry, started out as an actor first.
Yeah, this woman in rap as an actor.
Give me them.
So Shabo, Little Sims, or any?
I'd be very surprised if it was Shabo. So I'm going to say Little Sims.
You're right. And the last one. This person started off by performing at poetry open mics and has starred in Wakanda Forever. Letitia Wright, Michaela Cole, or Daniel Kaluuya? I made sure that it was not easy to pick.
But I know this song. Michaela Cole was in Poetry Nights.
So who is it?
Michaela Cole.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, you did well. You didn't get more right than wrong.
This is good.
I'm happy. I want to give something a little bit different to what you probably had in different than Hope
Around.
Yeah, man,
this is good.
So let's get into the promo for this show. How has that been for you over the last few weeks, especially?
Man.
With the screenings and everything.
Yeah, no, it's been really good. We did a community screening in Ritz Cinema 350 people, about 600 people ended up on a waiting list.
Goddamn.
So they did Ram, and it was just a joy to see people enjoy the show, which was great. Obviously, the reviews have been great.
Yes.
Straight 5 or 4 stars all over. Not a bad word said, really.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, it's been, I'm glad it's some of them in a Guardian.
How different has it been from the pilot to making that full scene? So, like, it's like a bigger push that you've been given.
Oh, massively. I mean, we're on The Guardian, what's on cover.
Come
on. You know,
come on, that's amazing.
We're in the Times, Financial Times, of shit, we're in the Heat magazine.
Come on.
Like, you know what I mean? All them.
Talk your shit, listen, go big yourself up because it's not easy.
Come on. Magazine, the Closer, Heat. Well, all magazine,
the mainstream. My mainstream is good.
Total TV Guide, TV, all, what's on, all of them. Like, it's just been a joy. And we're in all of those magazines. We're either pick of the week, pick of the day, or like the high Critics' Choice. So
that's a big deal, by the way. It's a very big deal. Massive.
You know what I mean? You talk Financial Times.
Come on. Come
Times,
on.
Radio Times. Like, it's just been, it's just been love all over the shop. So I'm glad from a mainstream space we'd be getting the love. But equally, as I said, on Twitter, I'm seeing more now.
Yes.
I'm seeing, like, I feel like when we did the pilot, it was mostly like people who I kind of know or know somebody who familiar faces. On it.
Yeah,
you know, somebody, a friend of a friend at least. Whereas now, I'm seeing random, like so many random comments of people just chiming in and being like, yo, like this thing is
like they're actually invested in this.
Yeah, they're invested.
They're invested, which is
good.
You
know, and people saying, yo, like it too short.
Yes.
Like, I love that.
So someone did say, listen, just like that.
Yeah,
but that is good to have that demand to have more. So you've done an amazing thing.
So yeah, you know, talk to the BBC, tell them to get more.
Oh, absolutely. Use the hashtag at them, you know, because you're doing amazing. Come on. So I want to get into the promo shoot. I think his name is Issikalu, as I say the name. So that when I saw the promotion, I said, yeah, just the blue sky. It's a dream. So take us into the creative direction of that and your time doing the promo shoot.
Yo, so again, I always shout out to Shay Issikalu. Was a photographer for that. Yes. Which,
very talented as well.
Yeah, no, super talented. He did Champion as well, actually.
Yeah, oh, that's another good one too. Yes.
So, but then our creative director for that was Chadley Lionel. And it was very much just like, let's just get the best pictures. And then we'll build it out from there.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I saw that portrait.
Come on.
The picture, I was like, yo.
Yeah.
This sick.
Yeah.
But then obviously you go through the rounds and questions of what should it be? Because it was like, oh, the picture isn't really cropping out. Like, this looks zen and blissful. And like, you know, that person looks like they've made it.
Yeah.
Whereas Kwabena hasn't made it yet. But eventually, like, especially just sharing it with friends and stuff, they were like, nah, bro, like, excellence.
Yes.
Is what you're trying to just go for.
That's
like,
what
go
I saw.
Excellence.
I saw exactly that.
And when you see the image, you're just like, yeah, wherever this be, look like it's art.
Yeah. So, it is art. It is. No, I love that. I love that. So I want to get into the writing of this. So of course you wrote the pilot. Take us how quick it was to do the act right for the full series. How was it like? Was it easy? Were there some struggles? Let's get into that.
Oh yeah, there were massive struggles for Ali and myself.
Let's get into it.
Even Yemi as well, because you know, remember when we did the pilot, we'd only written short films or you know, like a web series. And you know, we just so essentially we looked at the pilot as like a long short film.
Yeah.
Just 25 pages, bang it out, done. But when it was like, all right, cool. Right. And we took like over a year to write that.
Yeah.
So it was like, all right, cool, go again. Write five more within the same time frame. But now it's like five more episodes. Well, same amount of time for the five more episodes. And I think the real mind trick for us was each episode being self-contained as well as running a narrative from ep to ep at the same time. I think for a while we kind of, it's like, oh, but what do we need to drip feed here and what do we need to put there? And but, you know, BBC, A24, big deal. We're very involved in like, all right, yo, actually, this scene is good, but move it into a whole other episode. Like, just so it, you know, just to map it. But I think mapping the story across eps,
like the timings and everything.
Yeah, was a bit of a thing, which we ended up even jigging in the edit as well. Because it was like, actually, not, you ramp up the tension by doing that. So it's been a, it's an interesting, it's been an interesting journey. But again, with the writer's rooms, you know, you get so much stuff. Like, we're like, bruv, we had a whole argument. Like, the whole Nigeria-Jamaica thing. That whole,
yes!
That whole circumcision thing.
The chop-chop, you know, yeah.
Bruv,
yeah.
That became a whole argument.
Is it?
Like, I was like,
bruv. Look, it's real. It's a real conversation.
But it was, it's at that point where people start feeling like, yo, y'all trying to hurt them feelings. I was like, we need to actually do this.
No, I loved it.
You know what I mean? So, thank you, man. And so it's very much those conversations. Mm-hmm. The conversations that got the most steam mm-hmm. in the rooms. Yeah. Is when we're like, cool, yeah, that's what needs to be in the show.
No, I love that. So from writing, we're going to production. So take us into the styling. How did you feel about even your personal styling for it?
Oh, man, everything? Yo, Jordy Simone. Hey! Jesus. The costume.
Come on, no, I loved it.
Not a miss. Like, yes. The whole team. Like, no, costume was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Amy, yeah. The Danny Moses character, yeah. Just looked great. And fantastic. What people don't even realize, actually, is... So Amy's clothes actually give away the scenes. Mm-hmm. If you look in the detail, mm-hmm. but it will be in her jewelry.
Oh, I'm so watching like, again. I'm watching
yeah,
it again.
Yeah. So for example, the scene where she quits mm-hmm. on her necklace, the pendant says enough is enough.
Wow.
So wow. That's the level of detail.
Okay.
What Jordan's okay. going to, you understand yeah. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or like even again, Ep 5, when mm-hmm. she watches the cartoon,
yeah.
her jumper says, this is all a bit shit.
Oh,
so
wow.
Just that's what I'm saying, just the level of detail that she'll go through in each character just to make sure that it's telling the story, which was great. And again, the hair and makeup with Cynthia De La Rosa.
But everyone looks good. The skin
just,
is glowing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Like we said in our first episode, we were like, no one's looking ashy, okay?
No one's looking ashy. You know what I'm saying?
No, I loved it.
Just playing with the hairstyles, mm-hmm. especially with... Fumi's character as well, the mom is like, cool, yes, she's a mom, but that no means that she look, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Weak, she still look nice and
she look really good.
Like, you know, well-dressed. And plus, from our costume, we use like 65 black but on brands.
Is it?
Even the nappies
come
were black
on.
Like, literally, we had
but it's black on nappies?
They're black on
nappies. I am not even existing. Come on, you see?
That's what I'm saying. See? Like, there are levels to this
come
thing.
On.
So when you see that, you're just like... Yo, the detail of just trying to make it authentic inside and out was great. And as I said, the hair and makeup, literally it was a thing to just it's like, what new can we do with my hair every day?
Yes.
Or with Amy as well, the natural hairstyles, you know what I'm saying? Or Vanessa with the wigs. It was just always like, how much can we push this?
Mm-hmm. Now let's get into the love story with Kavanaugh and Vanessa. I mean, Vanessa's real name is Vanessa as well, isn't it?
Babs.
I was like, wait. So, of course, building that story on, I just love that it didn't go to waste because we do see in the beginning of the pilot, or the end of the pilot, I should say, there's a new beginning. There's something that can be developed from here.
Yeah.
So, well, how was it important for you to just make sure that you hit home and giving us that lovely black story?
Man, we've always... I want to see it.
Mm.
So it's what do I want to see? Yeah. I'm going to just make it, right? Mm-hmm. But no, that was super important. Yeah. That we just get some wholesome not conflict riddled stuff.
Not everyday trauma.
Yeah, but not everyday drama in the same sense. Because, you know, it's like Kwabena's work life's hard. Kwabena's life with his family is tough. It's like, actually, if we just created like a character where actually Vanessa's just his safe space.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we have that lovely moment in episode 2 with the analogy with the love and basketball.
Yes. Just like, we're going to get into that as well. Because
can't we just let that look nice? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, it's something I wanted to see. Yeah. So I'm just like, if I want to see it, let's do it.
It was well executed. And I feel like the chemistry between you both was fantastic. Again, it didn't feel forced.
Shout out to
the kissing scenes and all them stuff there.
Yo, yeah, no. But so we had an intimacy coach.
Is it?
Right? Which I think is so important. Yes. And it's crazy that they don't have them from early because that intimacy coordinator, it's not only just for the kissing scene, but it's literally about building chemistry. Building chemistry and building trust with each other. So that when we're on set, we're comfortable, we know each other's green zones, yellow zones, red zones, even just that where it's like you know each other's comfort level.
Yeah.
Like you verbalize each other's comfort level and stuff. So it's like when you know that, you're like, okay, cool, great. Like we can play. You know? So we're glad for it.
What are your favorite scenes or to write and to actually bring to life?
The restaurant scene was definitely one of the favorite scenes of film. Yeah, no.
Yes.
Like, because loads of that was improv as well. Like, loads that end up on It's improv.
Wow.
Because when it's like almost like, it's like a Captain Planet thing. When Babs link up with Isha and Juliet, the three of them start kiki kaka.
Yes.
It just, and then the waiter come in and man, Sam was just on like, it's like, all the powers combined and the energy was nuts.
Yeah, like, it was amazing. Like, it just, it felt like you're actually in the conversation as a viewer. I feel like I was part of it. So I was like, oh. And then what I also love as well that you eventually bring to life as well is your inner thoughts, the intrusive thoughts of Kwabena's mind.
Mm.
I love how you brought that to life, because I think when it first starts, it's just, we just see what he's thinking, but then we actually see Kwabena jump out in two different versions of him. You know, how was he bringing that to life?
Yo, it's fun. Again, a lot of improv and just really conversations about how men feel. Like, obviously, like I have cousins and stuff and family. And, you know, it's those conversations about blood. Like, it's, man, I really should not be paying for these things. Like, what's the rules here? How am I a good guy or a bad guy based on what's happening, right?
Yeah.
So it's funny because even, again, the dialogue that we do end up with, where he's like, yo, you feminist until you have to split the bill. He's like, boy, you know, that's a conversation.
That's in it. Itself. You know, Twitter's going to get that. They're going to eat that up. They'll eat that up on Twitter.
So, yeah. So, no, man, that was super fun. Yeah. Super fun to shoot. Equally as well, like the end argument scene in episode 6. That argument scene was tough. Like, it was probably one of the toughest days, but one of the best scenes to shoot because you just felt, I don't know if it's the pressure of the set and we're running over time and we have half an hour left and all of that build up, but everybody was just on fire.
You feel it.
Helped me. Like, I'm like, from coming to the scene, everybody's, I'm like, yeah, cool, ready, let's just work.
Yes.
You know, so, and especially anytime the family was around as well, like the older actors, it was just a beautiful thing because you could feel their experience and it almost, inevitably just lift you up more
because
they're like, bro, if these men are that sick, I don't want to get left behind, you know. So yeah, man, we did our thing.
Also, I will say something that I noticed was Rachel's real dad being in the show. Let's get it, because I really love Rachel. I love to see her evolution as an actress. She was also, I think she was in Chaplin as well, wasn't it? Like, she is just killing it right now. Let's get into Rachel. Big shout out to her as well.
Yo.
Let's get into that.
Rachel,
we love her, don't we?
Let's the gift that keeps on giving, man.
I love her. She's a sweet
Rachel,
soul.
Rachel is so good. It's funny because her dad, how we end up getting her father? I think it was one of the eps where it was like, yo, we're looking for extras and we're just looking for Nigerian people who can come in.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, you know, our father, whatever. I was like, Lord, bring in my man. And obviously, from my company, it's like, you know what? Since he's here, give him a line.
Come on. Like, it was so effortless. That was actually so beautiful.
Yeah,
see how comfortable she even felt in that scene as well.
Oh, like, yeah, man. It was great. It was
what
great.
A proud
it was
moment.
Great. It's a big up, Uncle Rachel. Yeah. You know what
Come
I'm saying?
On. Shout out to your uncle. Another thing I want to talk about is finding balance. Because I know Kwabena, I know he was trying to balance a relationship, the multiple jobs. Let's get into Ajani. How do you find balance?
I do not.
I do not. Like, okay, so how do you try, even though you say you do not, what do you try to do to make it easier for yourself?
I'm
just freestyling live.
Give me the tips, man, because I feel like there's so much going on. I feel like sometimes it's like you're outing fires all the time. And it's almost like, what's the thing that's burning the most? All right, cool, just do that.
Yeah.
And then what is like, you try out that, but as soon as you're out that, you're like, oh, wait, a fire over here. So it's like, all right, cool. So honestly, I do feel like I'm just chasing deadlines all the time. But I'm working on balance.
Come on. Do you prioritize rests? Because I think for me, I value rest. I need to rest. How do you make sure you're resting?
That's the issue.
Oh, Johnny.
That's the issue is that I don't, but I know I need it.
Yes.
But when I feel like I have a million things for do, you're just like, but where's sleep? I go like,
one of those.
No, it's not good. Knowledge is not healthy. But sometimes it's just like, go. You know.
Okay, my challenge to you is to find a balance. Find a balance because we need to get a balance.
Next time we speak, I will have.
Come on. Oh, that's right. You know, I was watching the promo for Barbie, which was amazing. And Margot was asked, what was her takeaway from filming Barbie? What is your takeaway from filming Dreaming Whilst Black and bringing that to life for the first full series?
If you believe and persevere, you can do it.
Hallelujah. Come on.
You understand? Don't get me wrong. God, I for do one bag of things as well. So you really have to make sure, say what you want, him want.
Yes, it's aligned. But, you know, it's alignment.
Your goals and his goals align.
Bingo, you've won.
Just pursue it, I promise you. Because, yeah, man, it was tough. Mm. Production was challenging. Mm. You know, sometimes like 6 day weeks, you know, 6 day weeks, and some days because we've lost a location or somebody catch COVID or whatever, we would like film for 12 hours. Mm. I'd meet Ali back at the hotel. And like, there were moments where it was me and Kobe or Joel where we'd rewrite the scene that we're about to shoot the next day.
Wow.
So remember, that's a 12 hour day.
Yes.
We go off to write the scene after that. Mm. The director then goes off to try and prep that scene for the next day. And then we go up a concert the next day and do it all over again.
Wow.
And there were times where we were doing that like 3-4 days in a row. Gosh. Like, so that's
not easy.
Like,
yeah.
You're burning ourselves out, you know, but yeah. Thankfully we made it to the end.
Come on.
And the product.
No, I'm really happy. I hope that you are proud of yourself as well. Because I know there's a lot of creatives struggle to like take like pride in what they do, not pride per se, but to acknowledge the fact that they've done the thing, like you have done the thing. So yeah, I want you to know that. If you don't know, I'm here to talk to you, you know what I'm listening. You have done the thing as well. So I'm really proud of you. And I just wish it continual success. I know that the pilot alone had a big moment with the BAFTAs. Let's get into that.
I'm not new to it.
Take us through the experience of being nominated and then winning. Let's take us into that because yeah. Not everyone gets to experience that, you know.
No one gets
to experience that BAFTA
that
journey.
It's
take
funny
us the journey.
Because when they told us they were, because the BBC informed us that they were submitting us for the BAFTAs, and I was thinking, cool. Like, we never think about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's go. And even me and my agent were like, like, shout out Christian, day ones. Even Christian was like, dog, we just need a nomination. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all we need. So when it's like, boom, RTS, we're like, all right, cool, yeah, see, that's one, you know, one, bang, 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 we'll deal with that. And then go to RTS again. You just go there, and I know and respect the artists who are nominated with it.
Yeah.
And them have like full shows, right? So I'm just thinking, all right, cool, just go for some food and drink and, you know, meet some celebs and shit. So when it's like, them call my name, I'm like, oh, shit. This is me, innit? But that's what's so mad is, won the RTS that night. Everybody had popped champagne, da-da-da. Wake up the next morning to my agent, because my agent came to that award ceremony. Wake up the next morning, the man I bell off my phone, I'm like, blood, what is going on? Man said, bro, we did it again!
Come on!
And I'm just like, he was like, check the thing now, cuz, check the thing now, cuz. And I'm like, oh, shit. No. 24 hours, just drop a, win one award, get nominated for a BAFTA. But again, it was just like, yo, we just need to go.
Yeah.
Right? And for me, it was just as long as I'm... Well, me, I try win is best dress.
I was going to get to the fashions, because your
you
fashions...
But just I try win best dress. Me not really need, even if I don't win, we can win best dress personally. Cool. So obviously, we do the thing. Shout out to Eve as well, who styled me for that shoot, you know what I mean? And Bevan, who styled me for a lot of other shoots I've been to. But yeah, so obviously my turn up in my thing.
Yes.
Feeling good. I'm like, bang.
Come on.
But look good. Red carpet. Everybody, I see the drip. Calm. I'm easy.
Yes.
But equally again, when it was just like, yo, when them call my name, I'm like,
this is your moment. It's your moment. It's your moment. Like, no, yeah, I was so proud. That was another proud moment. As someone that has got to watch the journey, I'm really proud of you for that as well.
I'm grateful. I'm super grateful for that. And you know, obviously it adds pressure, like, you know, to keep the momentum. But I do feel like we have reupholstered the team. At first, it was just Ali and I. We introduced Yemi, we introduced Nicola, we introduced our whole squad. And I feel like we've kept kept pace, know. But, you know, you have to re-up the team.
Yes. Let's get into Ajani's personal style. How would you describe it? And let's get into the evolution of your style. So, how would you describe your style, first of all? Let's get into that first.
Oh, me?
Yeah, how would you describe your own personal style?
It's funny, me to make a joke and call it, like, hobo chic.
No, hobo chic.
You know what I mean? Because we're not really, I try to add, but if you check the lid, you know, it have a little something to it.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
But, yo, we've just had... It's funny, I remember, even from the web series, actually, my brother Chadley was like, yo, you know that you're doing this thing, know that in front of the camera, you have to look like some other people want to look up to.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but you know, I'm look up, I'm look. He's like, nah, bro, you don't look like somebody you want to look up to.
Okay, goodbye.
Like, you didn't even fix that. So from then, like even though if you check my Instagram, you can see when my Instagram start change.
Yeah, no, I was going through yesterday. I told him, "My note, listen, it's not part of the schedule."
Yeah, man,
listen.
Yeah, man. There's some point where it's just like selfies,
come on.
And then all of a sudden, it's like black and white.
Come on,
But yeah, yo, just finding like it's funny because equally, it's like when you can buy because. I never, for a long time, couldn't really afford clothes. I'm in a business about clothes. You know, but now that when you can get stuff, it's like, cool, who do you want to be like?
Yeah.
Right? And these are conversations I have with like various stylists, right? So it's either it's Bevan or it's Eve or it's Mariamu, like for the Guardian shoot.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, we just, it's as I say, it's that effortless chic. We don't really want to do too much. Yeah. But we just want to know, say, yo, we're thinking now,
like,
man.
You're present, you're here, you come on. Saying?
But we're not trying too hard, you know? So that's how I feel.
No, I love that. Your style is amazing. And I love that it's as like says, effortless. What is your favorite look or your favorite looks that you've had so far? And give us like the venue, the event, what was it?
No, the BAFTA look was a
Was the green one, right?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, that's a winner. That's a winner right there.
The green crop blazer with the velvet trousers.
Yes.
And the Clarks Jamaica edition shoes, gold. It was a whole...
Come on.
I was like, man, I'm going to bring yard
come on.
To this thing. You know what I mean? And I remember even when we were doing like hair and makeup and stuff, Cynthia, our hair and makeup designer, was like, yo, just imagine how you want to look on the stage when you win.
Mm.
And I was like, yo, I'm not really thinking about winning. And she's like, no, but imagine
how
you look on the stage. That's the image.
Yeah.
Who do you want to see? And she's because normally she'd have loads of style. She's like, nah, let your hair out. On the stage, you want people to see this untouched black man in him dreads down. Giving a speech.
Someone that gets a vision. Right. That, you know shout to Cynthia. Shout to you.
You know what I mean? So I was just like, all right, cool. So I would say that's definitely a big look for me. Funny enough, both. Because even the RTS award, that was like, come on. G, let me, what can we do? And man's like, yo, I'm going to have this one suit. Yeah. Might can't fit you, but this might be the thing. Like, and come and pull out the sequin. I said, boom, run. Again, best dressed.
Hey. Like, I know that's right. Come on. I love that. So, of course, during the last time I saw you to now, you were on Doctor Who. Let's get into that experience of doing Doctor Who. How was that?
Oh, man. That was such a great experience. That was such a great experience because, like, I feel like, because I never got acting school, right? So, a lot of my learning and growing comes from working.
Yeah.
So, being in the presence of great actors is almost like school for me.
Yeah.
So, like, Jodie Whittaker, Mandip, you know what I mean? John, was just like Ashling B is like, you know, you're around comedy giants, you're around acting giants. Yeah. And even just watching them act, like sometimes I'll be in the scene and it's their close up. And then Jody would be like, oh yeah, you know, just chat. Like, oh, we're ready to go now. Yeah. And you just hear, take a breath, boom. And it's like, doctor. I'm thinking, rah, you can just switch.
Just like that. Off,
just like that.
Come on.
Meanwhile, I'm kind of just staying in the mood, you know. Just keep it together. I mean, I want, you know, kind of break out there. I can't come back. Yeah. You know, and just to see how they professionally move, it's amazing.
That's good. What does the future hold for Dreaming Whilst Black? I had a lot of pressure in that question.
Boy.
But it's an important question because I know, as we said, a lot of people waiting for season 2, 3, 4.
We pray for season 2, 3 at least.
Oh, come on, you will get in Jesus' name. At least. You will get it. Amen. You will get it. You have to.
More awards, at least.
Yes.
For the gang as well, not just myself. I feel like the whole team has done amazing. I feel like the writing was great. Now, shout out to the team. I feel like the costume was great. I feel like the makeup was great.
So,
I feel like the casting was great.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the actors, like Demi, Danny, Rich, I think there's great performances. Yeah. Even from the day players, they're great performances. So I feel like hopefully there's awards for a lot of us.
Come on.
Internationally as well. We'll be out. I can't even tell you where we're going to be, but I can tell you we're going to be out in a few countries soon. Y'all see that.
I know there were some questions on my TikTok about would it be in, available in different countries. So, that has to be the goal.
I can't name them.
Of course, of course. In due time.
Currently be in 6 different countries.
Yes.
Outside of the UK.
Come on.
So, you know.
Yeah.
If you're there, Africa.
Come on, we shall see.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to go to my favorite scenes and characters. Mm-hmm. Aunt Lola.
The best.
Listen.
Kenny is the best.
You know what I love about the character, and even one of the scenes was when she mentioned that, she's friends with us. She was friends with the Queen. Mm-hmm. Mentioned Princess Diana. I know a lot of us African aunties, they love the royal family, especially the Queen, Prince Diana. They feel like, of course, somebody ended our princess life, you know. I love how you just put in different stuff that our parents are like, or our cultures like, or what we like, dislike into it. So that was one of my favorites as well.
Yeah, no.
How was it like working with Auntie Lola?
Kemi, oh my God. It's funny because we did 3 writers' rooms.
Mm-hmm.
In the first 2 writers' rooms, mm-hmm. Auntie Lola never exists as a character. So it was just a thing where we're like, yo, you know, we need for like, just make this episode self-contained, like what we can do. It's like, cool, let's just make him make a birthday video.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, and, God.
You know what I mean? And then Auntie Lola just emerged.
Mm.
And the more we kept writing her, we was like, yo, like, this kind of sick. let's go back and like add her to other eps, you know what I mean? And then when Kemi got it, from she come in the casting room, I knew, like, from the first take, I was like, yeah, but I don't know if people are going to beat this, right?
Mm.
But, and obviously she ended up getting it. And the way she added so much to it.
Yeah.
Like, even things in Yoruba, because we wrote certain things and said, yo, like, it's supposed to be in Yoruba.
Yeah.
But obviously she go off and say her own thing.
Yeah.
Right? And it's only like way later down you start learning what she said. Because people on Twitter are like, oh, yo, like, da 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 da. Like, I was on the day after podcast, and Esther was like, oh, you know, when she says, oh, you know, it's not like you only turned 60 once. And I was like, when did she say that? She's like, yeah, that's what she's saying. You're right. I was thinking,
like, wow.
She's busting jokes.
Like,
in
it actually
Yoruba
brings authenticity into it. Yeah.
She just brings a whole lot of thing to the role, just own it.
Yes.
And again, like, how Jordy, because she's supposed to be this rich, flamboyant auntie, the way they dress her.
Yes.
Just the hair, the wigs, the jewelry, everything. Yeah. Just, yeah, man. Honestly, it's a gift that we never ever know what it means.
Listen, literally. So where's my credit?
Yo. Like, because that's the thing. When you create such a character, you kind of know what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And so when you see scenarios, just easy. Bang.
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah.
What's the maddest thing? Yeah. Should I say that? Yeah. Like even we had a whole thing where we're like, yo, Auntie Lola is unofficially Prince Harry and William's godchildren. But like the Queen, the royal family never want to recognize her officially. I was just like, yo, but me feel like Lola was not do that.
No, it's true. It's true. It's true. I know. I love it. Another favorite for me was the baby. When the baby started talking, I said, wait. A true moment is a girl. My room is mine now. Whatever. I loved that as well. Yeah. I loved it. I just love the little details. Just make it so complete as well. Of course, this might be a director's secret, but how did they film the part where you're looking at yourself and there's two of you? Like, how is that done? Like, what?
That was. Funny enough, that was probably the most stressful.
I can imagine.
Because it's like, I do it on the day, and then there's a mirror. And then we'll go back to our green screen where we spend the first half of the day dressing me as Hotep Kwaks. And it's like, adding locks, adding da-da-da-da-da. But all I have is like a little thing in my earpiece giving me my lines from before.
To make it effortless.
They're like X's. They're like dots, and they're like, so this is you, and this is the other you.
That is a mind trip.
And
in itself.
It's like, so, and you have to keep reacting to like the point. I was like, all right, cool. Let me do it one time. Bam. Do it. And then lunchtime come. Cool. We're done. Shave.
Is that him?
Yeah, like shave, get the hair back, do all of that stuff, makeover.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're the director's choosing like the best takes to put in to the earpiece again. So now when I go back for the third time, I'm hearing myself, but hearing myself twice.
Yeah. Gosh.
And now I'm like,
is a mindfuck. Only imagine the mindfuck in itself.
Like, that's the other only part where I was like, I really don't know if this shit will work.
No,
like,
but it was well executed. It was well executed.
Bless, man. Bless for that.
No, there's so many amazing scenes, but I'm going to let you guys go and watch that and let us know your favorite scenes. The hashtag TCM show and Dreaming Whilst Black. But the final question I'm going to ask you, what does the future hold for you as a Jani, like aside from Dreaming Whilst Black?
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, we have more seasons of Dreaming Whilst Black, but currently I'm working on a comedy, a proper sitcom called Gabby's.
Come on.
About a Jamaican family that run a Caribbean takeaway restaurant.
Yes.
So, you know, that's your classic.
Yes.
Boom.
Yes.
Comedy. And I'm working on a feature film, a drama with Film 4, actually, called Woozy, which is about a single dad who's just trying to, you know, do the best for his daughter. Yeah. So, yeah, man, a range of projects. Yes.
Any estimated dates? Do you have any dates in mind?
Don't worry about the dates.
God's time is the best time, right?
We're just making the thing work. And
of course.
Yeah, of course. I'm looking forward to that.
But my final thoughts... I'm so proud of you, man. You've done amazing.
Thank you so much. The culture is proud.
Like, we're so loud about it as well. Like, everyone is just talking about how proud they are of it. So, I just hope that you leave here and have left the whole promo run knowing that, yeah, you're so loved. It is so loved. And
thank you.
I hope to see you again for another episode.
Come on, this
is second home at this point. It's second home. So,
third time is
come on. Hey, first time the child. Let them know where they can find you and Dreaming Whilst Black.
So, obviously, my name is Ajani Salmon. You can find me on Instagram at s.ajani. That's ADJANI. Or on Twitter, again, the Ajani. That's ADJANI. And for more importantly,
come on,
Dreaming Whilst Black is on BBC Three and BBC iPlayer, and you can catch it now.
Come on. Hashtag Dreaming Whilst Black.
Hashtag Dreaming Whilst Black, baby.
It's been your boy, Manny. Use the hashtag TCM Show. Follow me, TheClassicMan on Twitter, TheClassicManny on Instagram and TikTok. What else is there? Follow, rate, all the good things there. Support the podcast as you do. But as always in the podcast, don't forget to always do you and be unapologetic. Bye, guys. I'm a classic man.